My stones, let it rain. I hide your plane in the bank, coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, you fly higher than weather, and she vibes are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart.
Wonder if Rihanna's going to get upset that she's opening Central Region now like she did at CBS. Had to play a song that had something to do with rain, since it looks like I'm going to need an umbrella when we go walking in the 2014 Richmond Heart Walk on Saturday. But that's okay. We don't mind getting wet. We got wet over the summer for the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, and we just did it all at one time. We'll just take a couple of hours and get wet slowly but surely, walking in West Creek to end cardiovascular disease in the Heart Walk Saturday. Maybe I'll stick this on the iPod and listen to it while I'm walking the 5K. How are you, friends? Rob Witham here. Welcome back to a new edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of HCS Media Network, the RVA home for live high school sports and the RVA home for all sports here in the Metro Richmond area. Glad you are with us. Got a lot to get over here in the next 25 to 30 minutes, so let's get going. And tonight, on this edition of the podcast, want to start with some of the other fall sports. Normally, we cram them in at the end of the broadcast, but they're getting into crunch time, too, and I want to talk a little bit about some things that have been going on. First of all, congratulations to some golfers out there. I want to congratulate Deep Run for winning the 5A South Regional Championship on Monday, Tuesday. They will advance to the 5A State Championship, which is this coming Monday and Tuesday, over at Meadowbrook Country Club. They'll be joined, though, by their arch rival, Conference 11 foe, Mills Godwin. They finished second. They're on their way, which means Mark Lawrence has a chance to win that state championship next week individually. Over in 6A, what an exciting finish to their region. It was a one-day tournament. James River finished tied for second as a team with Grassfield. They had to go into sudden death, and the Rapids pull it out. So the James River team clinched the second and final berth into the 6A state championship. So congratulations to them. And congratulations to the Jaguars of Glen Allen on their way to the 4A state championship, going to be in Forest, Virginia, up there, or I should say over there. So I think Forest, and I always thought it was somewhere near Charlottesville, but I did my Googling last night and realized it's in Bedford County to the west of Lynchburg. So over and down a bit to that golf club. And also going over there, Matt Alexander, shout out to Matt, becomes the first Hanover Hawk golfer in school history. 12 years of golf at Hanover High School, and Matt becomes the first ever qualifier from the school to make it to the state. So he'll be in the 4A state championship as well. Matt, congratulations. So golf winding down, state championships on Monday and Tuesday. All across the Commonwealth, six state champions will be crowned along with six individual state champions. And then there's field hockey. As we record this on this Wednesday night, we had just got home from covering both the varsity and the JV in Conference 20. Hanover over at Glen Allen taking on the Jaguars. Hanover in a dogfight right now to see who's going to get the number two seed in Conference 20 with Midlothian. And they held up their end of the bargain tonight with a 5-0 win over Glen Allen. Hanover moves to 9-2 on the season. Glen Allen fell to 6-7 with the loss. Now, Midlothian also won tonight in another Conference 20 matchup across the river. They defeated Monacan 4-0. And so Midlothian moves also to 9-2. Now, you'll recall they played each other in the season opener, and we had that game live here on HCS Media Network back in late August, and Midlothian won in strokes. Game went all the way to the very bitter end, and the Trojans got the win, and you would think, well, that means they get head-to-head tiebreaker, right? Well, the answer is not necessarily, because the number one way we figure out who gets seeds in conference tournaments, not just in football, but in other sports too, you guessed it, VHSL rating points. And so schedule who you beat, who you lost to, who the teams you beat, all of that comes into consideration. But right now, the easiest thing to say is that Hanover and Midlothian both have 9-2 records with a couple of weeks left in the regular season. And I would venture to say that it might be a bit of a tougher road for Hanover coming up. And I say that because of the following. Number one, Monday, they've got to play Henrico, who is 9-1 and currently atop conference 11-5A. And then they've got two matches with Atlee within 5 days, one next Thursday, the 16th, and then one the following Monday, the 20th, to start the final week of the regular season. And Atlee has won 4 in a row. They're on a roll right now, and they've gone from 4-3 to 8-3. And they're pushing for a good positioning in the Conference 11 tournament and hoping that maybe Hanover can knock off Henrico and bring them down to 9-2. Rather than going up to 10-1. So Atlee has got Hanover twice in the next 10 days or so. Hanover's also got Henrico. So advantage schedule-wise might be a bit towards Midlothian coming up here in the final stretch of the regular season. In the end, it doesn't look like either one is going to catch Maggie Walker Governor School. You'll recall in field hockey, there's only one championship for classifications 1A through 4A. And so when we get to the playoffs, they take some of the teams from some of the other conferences, lower classifications that only have a school or two playing in them, and they put them into other conferences. And for the Richmond area, that means Maggie Walker competes in Conference 20. And last year, they made it to the finals, and Midlothian knocked them off 1-0. They both advanced to the states, but Midlothian won that last year. Now, Maggie Walker so far this year is unbeaten. They're 12-0, and they handled both Hanover and Midlothian without a problem in big wins in their head-to-head matchups here in the regular season. So they will be the big favorite going into the Conference 20 tournament. That is for sure, and they might be going in undefeated, to be quite frank and honest with you. And then across the river, keep an eye on Prince George at 10-1. They had a nice run into the 5A South Regionals last year, as did Henrico, and both of those two teams are now proving that they were not slouches or one-year wonders. They are going to be back in 5A probably coming up in early November. Conference tournaments begin October 27th, 28th, and then the regional tournaments are the week of November 3rd. And it's very possible that the Warriors and the Royals could have something to say as to who makes it to the 5A state level this year. Lee Davis, who made it last year from this area, is down. They're 3-7 this year because they lost so many people to graduation. But you look at 5A right now, and you've got Henrico at 9-1, Deep Run at 8-2, Atlee at 8-3, and that's just in Conference 11. Throw in Prince George at 10-1, Clover Hill 7-4 at last check in Conference 12. And you've got several, I mean, upwards of a half a dozen teams who really could make a run in the postseason and grab the 5A South Region berth into the states. So we will await and see what happens there. Field hockey quickly coming to the home stretch of their regular season. Boys and girls volleyball, and by the way, if I had to give a team of the week right now in field hockey, I'd have to give it to Atlee because of their very recent, very impressive 4-0 run. They were 4-3 and kind of looking like last year's team that ended up 500 and losing early in the Conference 11 tournament, an uncharacteristic year for the Raiders. They've won 4 straight. They got a big stretch coming up, but if they can keep it rolling, they could roll that momentum into the Conference 11 tournament, and who knows what happens there. So team of the week in field hockey to Atlee. All the teams that we talked about in golf a few minutes ago, they can tie since they all are going to the states. In boys volleyball, Cosby just keeps on rolling, still unbeaten. Conference 3, they'll be the prohibitive favorite there. When we break into zones, you'll recall there's only one state boys volleyball championship, and there are teams in the eastern part of the state, teams here in the central part of the state, and they set up the tournaments. Conferences become zones, and you're assigned to a zone. If you win the zone, then you move on to the region, and if you win that, you make the Final Four down at the Siegel Center. Cosby certainly looking good there. The team that came closest to beating them, Atlee, who at 11-4-1 are battling the likes of Deep Run and Douglas Freeman in Conference 11. Mills Godwin may have something to say about that as well. And don't rule out the possibility that Hermitage might pull an early upset in Conference 11 boys volleyball as well. They're over 500 this year. Clover Hill looking good down in Conference 12. Patrick Henry is 10-6 after their win over Maggie Walker last night, Tuesday night. As I record this on Wednesday night, it was last night. It's a very important win for them, kind of righted their ship after a tough loss a week earlier to Douglas Freeman. They had a week off. They come back, they get a win, and, of course, they'll be reassigned to one of the zones. Last year they went and played a lot of Southside teams in their tourney. And that may be the case again this season because Patrick Henry's the only team in Conference 16 that even plays boys volleyball. All the schools out to the west and southwest do not. And over in Conference 20, there's some fantastic teams. Midlothian and Glen Allen and Hanover. And so a lot of teams vying, and it's going to be very interesting to see how all that breaks down beginning November 3rd. Girls volleyball, right now our radar is on Conference 3 because – as we record this, we're less than 24 hours away from going to James River for live coverage of Cosby at James River Girls Volleyball. That is Thursday night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, exclusively on HCS Media Network. And you can listen to it, of course, on our HCS Media Network YouTube channel. Really easy. If you just want to go to YouTube.com, search HCS Media Network. Our page will come up, and then just become a subscriber. And then every time we have and schedule a live event, every time that we post a new instant interview after a match, every time we do an interview during a college signing or wherever the case may be, you'll get notified as to what is going on, and you can just always go to our YouTube channel and listen to all of our broadcasts. So make sure you do that. We'll send out a link, of course, on our Twitter feeds, at Seafield Sports for Chesterfield, at Hanover Sports, and at Henrico Sports. We try to do it 1 hour before match time, and we try to do it right as we go on the air. So all you have to do is click it on, and there you are, listening to us live. We got the Titans and the Rapids on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. In Conference 11, it's been crazy. The hottest team in the area, arguably, the Lee Davis Confederates. That's our volleyball team of the week. What a stretch they've had here in the last week or so, beating Glen Allen in three sets. Then they go to Atlee and finally slay the Dragon and do it at Atlee and do it in three sets. And then they went to Mills Godwin in a match we had live here Monday night on the network, and they beat Godwin pretty badly. Godwin just, and part of that was Lee Davis was playing well, and part of that was Godwin was just off their game. I've seen Godwin before earlier this year. They just did not have it, whatever the case may be. Whatever the reason was, Godwin just didn't bring their A game or their B game, frankly, on Monday night. But they will rebound. They will regroup. They're way too talented not to. And so, again, that Conference 11 tournament coming up between Atlee and Lee Davis and Mills Godwin and Douglas Freeman and Deep Run is going to be absolutely unbelievable. And out of those five teams, only two of them can advance on to the 5A South region, where they may meet the likes of a Clover Hill, battling with Metoqua and with L.C. Byrd, and we'll see which two teams out of Conference 12 will advance on to the 5A. Patrick Henry with a win tonight at Prince George. That was a very good win for them, improves them to 8-6. And frankly, we're still investigating the other teams in Conference 16 girls basketball to get an idea of how the seeding is going to be for that tournament. But of course, being in a four-team conference for Patrick Henry, all they got to do is win one match and they get a berth in the 5A North region. So they want to take advantage of that. And down in Conference 20, Glen Allen with the loss tonight last night at home to Atlee on Tuesday night in three sets, dropped them to 13-3. Brings Hanover closer to them. Hanover's 12-4. Hanover and Glen Allen meet again very soon before the end of the regular season. And again, it's all ratings points. It's not head-to-head competition. But if Hanover could win that match and even up that series this season at one match apiece, it could draw Hanover closer to the possibility of getting that number one seed. And in Conference 20, it's a seven-team conference. If you're the number one seed, you get a bye to the second round. You don't have to play a quarterfinal. You only have to win a semifinal to clinch a berth in the region. So there's just not just football, folks, going on. There is a lot of stuff going on, and I wanted to give credit where credit is due, and we didn't even get a chance to talk about cross country. And we'll try to do that on a future edition of the broadcast. Now let's focus on football. Get ready for Friday night. In case you didn't see it at on NBC 12 News at 11 last night with Mark Davis on Tuesday night, or, of course, on Twitter every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, we tweet out the brand-new NBC 12 WHAN Radio Top 10 poll on Hanover Sports, Henrico Sports, and at Seafield Sports for Chesterfield. And I chuckled a bit because somebody on Twitter last night, I believe it was a Highland Springs football person, kind of laughed at how he said Hanover Sports and Henrico Sports are tweeting the same thing at the same time. And I tweeted him back, and I said, yeah, it's because we're all part of the same network, so... Occasionally that will happen, and one of the times during the week where we do tweet simultaneously on all three feeds is Tuesday nights at 10 with our top 10 for football. And by the way, in case you're wondering, we do plan on doing top 10s later this year for boys and girls basketball and for at least baseball and softball when we get to the spring seasons. They will not be in conjunction with NBC 12 or WHAN radio, but they will be HCS Media Network top 10 polls. And we're going to start off the basketball ones probably just before or around Thanksgiving weekend, right before we get started in the regular season. All right, latest football poll. Let's do it. Holding on to number 10, Douglas Freeman, 4-1, winner over Deep Run last week. At Lee, they beat Hanover in the rivalry matchup that we had here on the game of the week, 27-20. But because of some other circumstances, they fell two spots in the poll. They go down from 7-9. And so Atlee at number 9 this week, still at 4-1, and they've got a big home game coming up on Friday we'll talk about. Tied for 7th, Thomas Dale, who got a win, went to 3-2. And the newbie in the poll, congratulations, Wildcats of Armstrong High School. They go to Verina and do something that had not happened since the consolidation era of Richmond High School sports was ended in the 1980s. They beat Verina, and they beat them soundly, 46-24 the final score. And so they're 5-0. They're tied for 7th in our poll, and they get the number 2 team in the poll this Friday night. And we'll talk about them in a sec as well. Number 6 is now Henrico, still at 6, actually. With their win at Lee Davis, they go to 5-0. Number 5, Cosby, they hold steady in that position. They are 5-0 on the season, too. Tied for 3rd. How interesting is this? They are meeting in the final week of the regular season, November the 7th. They're both Dominion District teams, and now it could be a situation to where Manchester could finally get a big win over LC Byrd and get better playoff positioning in 5A, but they got to get through Cosby first and some others. So does LC Byrd. They got Cosby to come too. But they are tied for 3rd in our poll. Manchester is 6-0, and LC Byrd, of course, was the number 1 team since the start of the season. They fell to Lake Taylor, 33-game winning streak over, and they fell into a tie for 3rd place. It was interesting to watch the various polls. And, you know, all of us who are in the media, we all watch the other polls that come out. And some polls had them dropping a couple of spots. One poll I saw had them only dropping to 2nd. I still think I wouldn't agree with LC Byrd being dropped just to number 2, even though I still think they're one of the best teams in the area and certainly have one of the best chances to win another state championship. There's no doubt about it. But you've also got to reward the teams that get the job done, and the teams that are ahead of them in our poll have gotten the job done so far. One of them has a pretty big test this week that at the start of the season nobody thought was going to be a big test, and that's our number 2 team, Highland Springs, as they get Armstrong on Friday night. And the new number 1 is Hermitage, the Panthers. You go back to their opening matchup against Meadowbrook, a game that they probably should have lost, given an opportunity in the last minute to get the ball back, and they frantically score with 4 seconds to play to win. And now they're 5-0, and they are the new number 1 team in our NBC 12 WHAN radio top 10 polls. So what is coming up on Friday? Well, first, let's tell you about where we're going to be. NBC 12, WHAN Radio Top 10 Complete. WHAN Radio Game of the Week this week is J.R. Tucker at Patrick Henry. This will be our final Patrick Henry broadcast of 2014. It is homecoming night at PH, and it's an interesting scenario because you've got a 1-4 Patriots team that got that momentum after the Tomato Bowl, and then since then they haven't been able to do anything with it. They have only scored a field goal the last two games offensively, 5 points total, losing 27-5 to Godwin and 38-0 at Hermitage last Friday. Now they get the Jekyll and Hyde Tigers in. And the question will be, will Malik Van Brussel come in and run roughshod over the Patriots like he did last year? Or will Tucker lay another egg like they've done already on a few occasions this year? Will it be the Tucker that gets shut out by Henrico? Will it be the Tucker, you know, that loses to John Marshall at home? Or will it be the Tucker that went to Glen Allen and destroyed them by 38 points? Don't know what Tigers team we're going to get, but we'll get one on Friday night. You'll remember now, this week only, WHAN has live coverage of Randolph-Macon football on Friday night. The Jackets play their annual Friday night game against Catholic University in ODAC play, and it's under the lights at Day Field in Ashland. We'll be up the road west of Ashland at Patrick Henry. It'll be on the air live here on HCS Media Network. Listen to J.R. Tucker, Patrick Henry, live at HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net or ChesterfieldCountySports.net, and we will go on the air 6:45 on Friday night with projected kickoff at 7 p.m. So we look forward to the Tigers and Patriots. Now, it will be replayed, a special delayed broadcast on the radio on 102.9 FM and 1430 AM, Saturday, 1 p.m. So it'll be one of those interesting situations to where the Tigers and the Patriots and everybody who comes out to Ashland to watch the game can relive the game on the radio the following day. Turn down the college football game you're watching and listen and see how you did. So the game will be delayed on Saturday on the radio, but we will have it live online for you here on Friday night. Earlier in the day, two afternoon games on Friday. Booker T. Washington comes up to Collegiate to take on the Cougars. It is not a VISAA game because it'll be a matter of a public school versus a private school, and Collegiate coming off that loss to Woodbury Forest, 2-3, and they're in danger of missing the VISAA playoffs. They got a rally here in the latter part of the month of October. Annual City game at Thomas Jefferson Friday. It's the Vikings looking for their first win as they will take on John Marshall, who does have one win on the season. Justices versus the Vikings, 4 p.m. kickoff at TJ. Now the big games of the week. We mentioned this one briefly a moment ago. Atlee finally gets a home game. In their first five games, they traveled to four of them. They had one home game in their first five. They'll have four of their last five in the friendly confines there on Atlee Station Road with the Skybox and the Rage Cage. And it begins against a desperate Verina Blue Devils team, who now fall to 2-3 after the Armstrong loss. They still hold the number 8 position in the 6A South sub-region for the Central and Northern area teams in 6A South. But they are in danger of falling out. James River at 3-3 is right behind them in ninth place. Top 8 make it in that sub-region. Top 8 make it in the 6A East sub-region. Can Verina knock off Atlee the way that Atlee upset Verina last year at Verina in overtime? That was a huge win on the way to Atlee's 11-2 campaign. Verina Atlee. I will tell you that our friends Gary Hess and Gary Criswell will be on the call of that game over on Sports Radio 910. On Friday night. So if you're a Verina fan or an Atlee fan, we certainly excuse you from listening to our broadcast. We totally understand. Otherwise, we hope you'll join us here live on HCS for Tucker Patrick Henry on Friday night. Another big one, Hanover at Henrico. Hanover now losing two straight after falling to Highland Springs, losing Clayton Cheatham, their quarterback, in that game. Marcus Bazala, though, heck of an effort in relief. 120 yards rushing, three rushing touchdowns, including two within 12 seconds in the fourth quarter to draw Hanover from what looked like a blowout to within seven of Atlee, and they had a chance in Atlee territory late to tie it up and could not convert, and they ended up losing 27-20. And now at 3-2, they dropped in the 4A South rankings, and 4A South is a top 16 team all-in tournament, no sub-regions. They dropped from 7th place to 10th place in a tie with Dinwiddie. And so if they could get a win over right now undefeated Henrico, it would help vault them back into the top 8. You want to be in the top 8 because you want a home game first round of the playoffs. Just ask the Hawks. They had to travel for both of their playoff games last year. They had to go down to Churchland. They beat the Truckers. Then they had to turn around and go down, and they ended up losing in the second round of the tournament. And it's hard every Friday to get on that bus and head down to the 757. Couple of hours, and you get there, and you're already tired from going through the tunnel and all that mess, and the other team has been just sitting there waiting for you to show up. Henrico, on the other hand, trying to keep pace with the rugged 5-8 situation with Manchester unbeaten, Highland Springs unbeaten, Hermitage unbeaten, and LC Bird, even though they've lost one, still ahead of them in VHSL rider points in 5A South Central Subregion. Henrico currently is number 5, just ahead of Atlee at number 6. So Hanover at Henrico. And by the way, Hanover fans, go into the game. If you haven't been to Henrico High School in a while, they're undergoing major reconstruction. They have for the last year or so. And we put on our website some information about how to park and where to park on Friday night. It'll help you a little bit and make the navigating of going over to Chapel Stadium a little bit easier for you Hawk fans heading to root for them at Henrico. Another game that normally we look on the schedule and think cupcake, but not anymore. Highland Springs at Armstrong. Wow. Number 2 against number 7. Both teams 5-0, and suddenly a huge test for Jawan Carter and all the studs on the offense of Highland Springs, because we know Armstrong can put up points. They can put up points with the best of them. They put up 46 on Verina last Friday night. So Highland Springs is going to have to be ready for a pinball showdown and to get one on the road. That game starts at 7 o'clock. Two teams struggling and two teams, one having a better chance of getting back into the playoff race rather than another, simply because Lee Davis is in 5A and 5A is just so competitive. Whereas in 4A, you have more room for error. Lee Davis goes to Glen Allen on Friday night. Glen Allen at 1-4, Lee Davis at 1-4. Somebody's going to get a much-needed second win. And if the Jaguars could get it, it could get them closer to that 16th and final playoff spot. They certainly don't want to go backwards after winning more games than they did the year before each of their first three varsity seasons, making the playoffs last year for the first time. They come back this year, brand new head football coach, and they don't want to take a step back. And frankly, this may be the last best chance for the Jaguars to win unless they can pull off a late season upset, because their schedule down the stretch is absolutely brutal. Petersburg is at Matoaka on Friday night. Petersburg looking for positioning in the 3A playoff race. Prince George, coming off their loss to Thomas Dale, they go to Dinwiddie to take on the Generals, who have been on a roll since that late August loss to Monacan, and are looking better and better in 4A. If they keep on rolling the way they are, they're going to get in the top eight easily and get a home game and maybe more. And suddenly the Generals may be a team to be reckoned with again. Deep Run, struggling mightily at 0-5, and it's not going to get any easier. They go to number one Hermitage this week. Man, that used to be 6 years ago, 7 years ago, the marquee matchup in the Colonial District. Not anymore. Deep Run 0-5, Hermitage 5-0. Douglas Freeman, Mills Godwin. There's rivalry night at its finest, probably the best West End rivalry that there is, Rebels and Eagles. It is at Mills Godwin. Godwin's won three straight after starting 0-2. They're just outside the 5A playoff race. Freeman is in right now. If Godwin could knock them off and both would be at 4-2, Freeman would probably still be ahead of them in the VHSL ratings points race, but not by much. It would be a huge win for Godwin as they're going to try to repeat and get into the playoffs too. Both of these teams, 5A playoff teams last year. Across the river, number three in a tie for third, LC Bird is home to Midlothian. They'll be prohibitively favorite. Trojans 0-6 and struggling. Clover Hill takes on George Wythe. Huguenot is at Monacan. Monacan doing very well. Upper echelon of 4A South. They could get another win here in this matchup. And set themselves up really nicely for the stretch run and certainly at least get one home game in the 4A South playoffs, and with a win and right positioning, possibly even more. Two 3A teams looking for an important win on Friday night. Hopewell against Colonial Heights. Colonials have struggled since that 2-0 start. They're at home, though. They get Hopewell, and they're kind of struggling, too. One of them's going to get a good win to right the ship on Friday. And then big one south of the river. We've got the girls volleyball edition of this live Thursday night here on the network. But Friday night at the swamp, the flood will be in full effect as the number 5 Cosby Titans come to James River to take on the Rapids. And a best case scenario for James River: beat Cosby, have Verina lose to Atlee. James River probably takes over at least the number 8 seed in 6A South and knocks Verina out temporarily. But that's a tall order to have to knock off Cosby. Undefeated, 5-0, winning their first four at home, had the bye week, went on to on the road to Clover Hill, took care of them without a problem. This will easily so far be Cosby's toughest test. They've got Manchester coming up at home next week, and then they got to go to LC Bird in 2 weeks. So this is the stretch that will make or break Cosby, who, by the way, fell from number one to number two behind C.D. Hilton in 6A South Central Northern Region. In that 8-team bracket last week, due to the strength of C.D. Hilton's victory as opposed to the strength of Cosby's over Clover Hill. So that's the lineup for Friday night. Couple of private games on Saturday of note: Benedictine at Bishop Ireton, and Trinity Episcopal is at Blue Ridge. All right, my friends, that wraps up this edition of Central Region Now. Rob Witham saying thank you so much for being with us. Glad we had a chance to talk a little bit tonight about field hockey and volleyball and look ahead and project as to what the conference tournaments might be. Give you our brand new top 10 poll from NBC 12 and WHAN Radio. Remind you again, Cosby James River Girls Volleyball, we're here live on the network, 7 o'clock Thursday night, and then Friday night, Game of the Week, live here on the network, J.R. Tucker at Patrick Henry. Delayed edition of that broadcast will be available on WHAN on Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. And by then, I hope to be home and drying out. From walking in the 2014 Richmond Heart Walk to benefit the American Heart Association, one last request to give to you as we leave here tonight. If you would go to any of our websites and look on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a click here button and a link to our Heart Walk page with the American Heart Association. If you could be so kind as to donate a dollar or two or five or ten, every dollar helps us help the American Heart Association, their goal to raise $1 million so that we can continue not just research, but we can continue educational programs, we can continue rehabilitation programs for heart attack survivors such as myself, and we also do programs to help the next generation avoid cardiovascular disease. And that's why we have brought this on. It's a personal thing here with me, and that's why once a year HCS Media Network asks you for money. And the only time we do it is with the Richmond Heart Walk. And we do it because I don't want to see you guys that I watch playing on field hockey fields, football fields, on volleyball courts, basketball courts, baseball diamonds, softball diamonds all season long. I don't want you going through what I've gone through when in the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. When you're my age, 30 years from now, I want you to be able to look back and think about, wow, all the advances that have happened and the things that I've done and the decisions I've made about eating right and exercising and staying fit all throughout my life. I keep them through my teens, my 20s, my 30s, and my 40s. And your risk for cardiovascular disease, much, much lower. And heart disease is still the number one killer in America. It is not cancer, folks. It is heart disease. Stroke is number four. So we're going to walk on Saturday to try to continue the fight to end two of the top four killers in America, heart disease and stroke. Over in West Creek, we go at 10 a.m. Saturday morning, and if you would like to donate to our cause, just go to any of our three websites, HanoverCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net, and HenricoCountySports.net. Click the link on the right-hand side. It'll take you to our Heart Walk page, and you can make a donation there. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining us. Well, it's the waning days of the warm season. Fall's in full effect. It was getting chilly tonight at the field hockey field, so let's feel warm as we wrap up tonight's edition of Central Region Now, shall we? And let's go twist by the pool. Rob with them saying thank you so much for being with us.
We're going on a holiday now.
Central Region Now, an exclusive presentation of HCS Media Network, a division of HCS Media LLC. Copyright 2014, all rights reserved. Have a great football Friday, everybody.
By the pool, by the pool. Mr. By the pool, by the pool.